discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, welcome to French Your Way podcast. This is episode 84, podcast 84. If you know a little bit about me, I'm a French teacher, French as a foreign language teacher. I'm a native French speaker as well. I grew up in the Champagne region in France. And I'm the host of French Way podcast, of course, but also of a French Voices podcast, which is a bit more advanced podcast where I interview some native French speakers about their passion or profession. And I also have a website. All of this can be found on my website. This is frenchway.com.au. On this website, I used to also publish regular articles that could be my thoughts on some topics or also some tutorials and worksheets. I said I used to because as the situation currently is, I have stopped releasing articles to be able to focus on looking after my baby girl and also continuing doing the podcast and also working on some content that I would like to develop for later. So I've decided that if I have a worksheet or a cheat sheet to share, I would do it via the podcast and put the link and it would be available on my website. But currently there are no more monthly articles. But if you have been reading some of them, you may have noticed I've been caught with inconsistencies. Actually, one thorough reader of the website had a question about my use of the punctuation. So some of the punctuation rules are different from English, so I'm going to use the opportunity to talk about it. But also sometimes I've been inconsistent in the way that I've been looking at the punctuation. That's because sometimes when I write on my keyboard, this is really, really annoying because I have I bought my laptop in Australia where I now live. So I have a QWERTY, like an Australian keyboard. And if I want to put, to write the accent or some punctuation mark, I would have to switch keyboard with a shortcut, which really annoys me. Or, sometimes also when I write my documents, my preparation for my articles in my podcast, I write them in a Word document, Microsoft Office Word. And if the dictionary is in French or in English, regardless of how I've set my keyboard, it will also write the French or the English way. So sometimes it's a bit all mixed. And I thought it was interesting to talk about that. So this question came from this comment question came from Saba, who said, I see that you've put a space between like the sentence and the question mark, interrogation mark. So do you do that in French? So that is a good point. That's well spotted, because in French we do need to leave a space between the word and the question mark. So let's stop with maybe how to say the punctuation mark. So the period or the full stop is un point. Point or even point final when it's the for full stop, when you don't have anything else to add. We can use it also as an expression, point final, like means in full stop, period, I'm not talking about it anymore. A comma is une virgule. So as usual, you can go to the show notes and see how these words are spelled, the show notes of the episode. The question mark is un point d'interrogation, because it's like a full stop, but with an interrogation sign. Exclamation mark is point d'exclamation. Then we have the semicolon. It's more or less just a full stop and a comma. So it's actually called full stop comma. It's point virgule. The semicolon is point virgule. The colon is simply deux points, so two dots or two full stops. And so what do you call, I didn't know this word in English, so it was interesting for me to do some research, the ellipsis, so the three dots are officially called points de suspension, or also trois petits points, so three little dots. Point de suspension is used to create suspense. Suspension is the suspense. So, for example, il ouvrit la porte et... Point de suspension. So he opened the door and... something's going to happen. So that we use that in French more than... in English, I don't know if you really use it in that context in English. The ellipsis, so the point de suspension, is also used to replace the word etc. Etc. And so on. So, for example, je suis allée au marché et j'ai acheté beaucoup de légumes, des carottes, du brocoli, un chou, des poireaux. Point de suspension. So I went to the market and I bought a lot of veggies, carrots, broccoli, cabbage, leeks, etc. Like, and the list goes on. So this is two ways. These are the two ways the ellipsis is the most commonly used in French. For the other punctuation marks, I'm not going to go over the way they are used in either language, because there are some articles and websites that already exist. If you Google the difference, you will find it. So I'm not going to focus on that. I'm trying to give like a new insight or different perspective in my explanation. I wanted to talk about les guillemets. Alors, guillemets, it's quotation marks, and it's called guillemets in French because it's supposed to be have been invented by a man called Guillaume. Alors, Guillaume is the French name for William, and he was nicknamed Guillemet, and that was in the 16th century, so in 1525. Alors, the quotation marks, they look different. The French ones and the English ones, they look different. So in French, and I refer you to the show notes if you want to actually see the difference, because I'll put them up. In French, they look like... they look like little arrows that point left, like double arrow that points left for the opening quotation mark, and a double arrow pointing to the right for the closing one. Or like, if you know accent circonflexe, it also looks like a double accent circonflexe, or even the car brand that's called Citroën. If you know the logo, well, you just put it on the side and you have a guillemet français, so a French quotation mark. Whereas in English, les guillemets, the quotation marks, they look more like two commas or two apostrophes. The first one being upside down and the closing ones being just like real apostrophes or real commas hanging in the air. So here, if you read my articles, you will find that sometimes I use the French one, sometimes I use the English one. So it depends on what my keyboard is set on and also what my Word document is set on. And really, until I received this question, actually, I had not paid attention to it. And when I brought this question up, like I mentioned it to my husband, he said, "Ah, is that what it, like, you should make a podcast episode about it, because sometimes I see this weird sign." He was talking about the French quotation marks, and he thought it had a specific use. And I said, no, it's just the same as the, like, the other ones. It's just like sometimes it writes one way, the other times it writes the other way. And then I figured out that there were different ways of writing the French and the English, but they don't have any different meaning, really. So I thought it was interesting to clarify that. Now we do use the English quotation marks sometimes when they're used inside the French quotation marks. So you want to report something or put an expression in between quotation marks when somebody is talking. So we can use that to make the difference between when a quotation starts and when one ends. when there are two inside of each other. I don't know if that's very clear, but otherwise don't worry about it. You just not are aware that there are two different quotation marks. Another inconsistency, so in the space, sometimes it depends. Sometimes I forget a little bit in which language I use. So do you leave a space or not between the word and the punctuation mark? So English language doesn't use a quotation mark in English language doesn't use a space before a colon, a semicolon, an exclamation mark, a quotation mark, or the guillemets, the quotation marks. In France, there is a simple rule. So you need to put a space after a single sign, so a sign that's that consists of only one thing, so just the comma, so no space before but a space after, or the full stop, no space before or but a space after. If there are two elements in the sign, so like the two dots, the colon, the semicolon, le point virgule, the exclamation mark, or the question mark, they are both made of a dot and another sign, then you leave two space, one before, one after. Otherwise, it's only after the sign. Now I'm going to finish with a few other cultural and spelling differences between French and English punctuation. With numbers, the rule is that French and English languages work exactly the opposite way. So if in English you're going to spell something with a dot, you'll need to put a comma in English, in French. And if you are going to write a number with a comma in English, then for French you're going to use a dot or a full stop. So for example, in English, 5,000 is written 5, then comma, and then 000. In French, because you use the comma in English, you're going to put a dot. So 5,000 is either 5 with a dot and then 3 zeros, or even nothing but just a space. If you want to say 3.6, you used a dot in English, so you're going to use a comma in French. That would be 3,6. The virgule in English is, in French is used to separate the unit from the decimals. So everything that is smaller than one. So you find it in the prices. So for example, $3.6 would be 3,6 euros, or 3 euros and 6 centimes. So don't forget that you need to do the opposite. Also, talking about the price, the dollar sign is in English written before, or the pound sign, or any like the currency sign is written before the number. The euro sign is written in French after the number. So for example, for $2 in English you write the dollar sign and then 2, but in French for 2 euros, 2 euros, we're going to write number 2 and then the euro sign. So, 2,20 euros. Can you try to think, or maybe can you try to write down, if you have a pen, how you're going to write it? Like if you could see the price on a price tag, in a shop, you're going to write 2,20 and then euro. So 2,20 euros. I hope this was clear. Sometimes I'm really sorry today. For some reason, I kept mixing the words French and English. I guess the same that I'm doing when I write on my keyboard. Check out the show notes to see the guillemets and the euro signs. And if you have a question, like Saba, submit your own questions to me by email. I receive all of them and I try to reply to all of them. Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.